Chapter 8, Unstoppable Commitment. When a person makes a commitment, he's much more likely to fulfill his promise than someone who is not committed. If you want your business partner to attend an event, don't just send him an invitation or tell him to go. Ask him if he can commit himself to go on that special day. The principle of commitment can be a very effective persuasion tool. If someone who is committed does not stick to his words, you can say something like, "You mentioned you really wanted to go to the event. Why would you back out now?" You just emphasized his inconsistency with his words. He'll feel uncomfortable dealing with the situation, and you might just persuade him now. Commitment is more powerful when done in writing, and even more powerful when people know of the commitment being made. You have an extremely difficult time influencing someone who has made a strong commitment with something that is inconsistent with it. If your friend made a commitment, especially if it's in writing or in public, to write a report advocating a politician, for example, he will most likely write positive things about him, even if he discovered that politician to be investigated for accepting bribery. Getting people to write down their commitment has some advantages. Number one, by writing it down, they subconsciously program themselves to push through with what they've written. Number two, writing enforces their belief in what they have written, and people want to stay consistent with their conviction. Number three, the written material can be used as an instrument to convince others that the writer strongly stands for what he has written, even if there was pressure involved or the writer did not mean it. Number four, once the written material was made known to more people or spread out, the writer will religiously uphold what he has written because people will expect him to be true to his words. Once others perceive the writer in a certain way, the writer will tend to live up to their belief. Number five, writing down takes more effort than just simply thinking about it. People who exert that extra effort have the inclination to value or cherish whatever they've written down. This follows the principle that we value something much more if we went through a significant amount of challenges, difficulties, or pain to attain it, rather than if we exert less or no effort at all. The factors above are also the same reason why we need to write down our goals. We tend to stay committed to written goals, and when we share these goals with other people, they become even more powerful because of the accountability factor. The sense of responsibility to fulfill what we've informed others of the thing we will do is motivation enough to make us stay committed. Here are some of the ways that the principle of commitment is applied to selling. Number one, contests, promotions, or special events that highlight your product. Marketers have been staging contests on who can submit the best success story as a result of using their product. Now, that's strong commitment put in writing. People, even non-consumers, will be apt to believe in what they've written and continue to patronize the product because not doing so will make them incongruent with their own written commitment. Number two, items that advertise products. They create t-shirts, keychains, mugs, caps, pens, or any kind of everyday item where their logo and marketing message are written. If you're wearing a McDonald's cap, you'd think twice before eating at Burger King, right? Number three, lure into the trap method. Some programs offering courses state a perceived affordable price in their brochure. After the prospect makes a decision and goes through a time-consuming registration process, the seller will inform him of other undisclosed fees to pay. Sometimes the seller may pretend that he has forgotten to mention the additional fees. Since the prospect has already made up his mind and has gone through the trouble of the registration, he will still take up the course despite the higher price tag. Had the prospect known about the added expenses earlier, he could have not have taken it. The seller uses the power of commitment to manipulate him, claiming the accountability in the balancing act. When employees are given an award for outstanding achievement, they become motivated and committed to finish their assignment at all costs. Incidentally, they are also motivated when they are pressured or threatened, although this time, negative motivation is at work. This can backfire in the future and the results will not be pretty. Getting others to commit through negative motivation is not advisable. Give rewards or incentives may make them work more effectively. However, commitment is most effective when it is made out of their own free will, when they voluntarily claim responsibility for their actions. If an employee carries out his commitment dutifully without any big reward or threat, his level of commitment will be much higher than if there are external factors involved. The key here is to maintain a healthy level of balance between having them hold accountability willingly and giving the right amount of motivation. For example, you can say, "We need to finish this task before Wednesday because this client is very important." Some would need a greater reason. For example, you can say, "We need to finish this task before Wednesday because our annual earnings will increase if they are satisfied." If you're familiar with the people you're working with, you'll probably know what type of reasoning you can use to fit their personality. The important thing to remember is that the less external factors involved, the stronger and more lasting the commitment is. Here's an interesting view. If you initially have an outside reason for asking people to commit, They may stay or even be more committed once you take away that external factor. The reason is not only because of their propensity to stay consistent, but also because they may now hold themselves voluntarily accountable once they have no other external motive other than their willingness to stay true to their commitment. Foot in the door method. This one is a very powerful method employing the principle of commitment. The way it works is that you get them to comply initially with a small favor, insignificant enough for them to do it with the least amount of resistance. Once they've complied with that small favor, you'll have a much easier time persuading them to do larger favors. Some marketers are employing this technique with great results. They sell their products at ridiculously low prices, even to the point of break-even. Their primary objective is not to gain products, but to get people to commit. Because once they've turned the prospects into customers, they will be more committed to buy again from the same source. As long as they're satisfied, of course. Psychologists Jonathan Friedman and Scott Fraser conducted an experiment with a group of residents in California. They were amazed to learn that 76% of that particular group who were asked to place an obstructively large billboard with the message, "Drive carefully," in their lawn actually complied, while only 17% of the other homeowners in the vicinity refused to do so. The reason was that 2 weeks ago, this group of people who complied was asked to place a small 3-inch square sign with the message, "Be a safe driver." Such a tiny request actually triggered their sense of responsibility to uphold safe driving to the point that they actually complied with a much larger request that also supports the same ideal. Friedman and Fraser did another experiment on a different group of residents. These homeowners were asked to sign a petition that encourages the beautification of California. Around 2 weeks later, these same people who signed the petition were requested to place a large billboard with the "Drive Carefully" message in their lawn. Unbelievably, around 50% of these residents actually permitted the big sign to be placed in their lawn, even if the nature of the trivial initial commitment beautifying California was unrelated to that of the larger one supporting safe driving. The reason might be that the first commitment instilled a new sense of obligation with them to become socially responsible citizens. In this sense, the two commitments are indirectly related after all. This is very powerful stuff and should not be used to manipulate or take advantage of others. Be alert when people request you to do or commit to even the most immaterial things. You'll never know what a new sense of commitment invades your character. You might unconsciously become an easy prey for those who are misusing this technique. Chapter 9, Relentless Consistency is next. This is the end of Chapter 8.